The Italian Wine Podcast is the community-driven platform for Italian wine geeks around the world. Support the show by donating at italianwinepodcast.com. Donate 5 or more euros and we'll send you a copy of our latest book, My Italian Grape Geek Journal, absolutely free. To get your free copy of My Italian Grape Geek Journal, click support us at italianwinepodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. Grazie mille.
Welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast. This is The Next Generation with me, your host, McKenna Cassidy. For the next 30 minutes, I invite you to explore with me what young adults are up to in the Italian wine scene. Today, let's feast on our discussion of Italian wine, travel, food, and culture. Thank you for being here. Grab a glass with us. Cin cin. Of course. And you, I'm sure, the vines are planted differently and things have to work out separately. What's the personality of your Caricante vines?
Oh, how Caricante, they... Caricante.
Yes.
I really love Caricante because it's... So on Etna, we say that in the east side of Etna, so in Milo, because mm-hmm. we spoke about Salva before, is the best mm-hmm. side of where you can produce the Caricante. Mm-hmm. And it's true in a way. I don't want to say that it's not true. It's mm-hmm. true because Caricante in that area, you can have different kind of skills, you know, because you have more rain in that side. We grow the Caricante north side in different kind of parcel, and our mm-hmm. Caricante is completely different respect the other side. But this is the beautiful of this kind of terroir, you know. It will be boring mm-hmm. if all the Caricante, it will be the same in a bottle, north side, south, or east side. Mm-hmm. Our Caricante is more elegant in a way, it's more salty, because that kind, in the north side, all the kind of eruption of Etna that we had in the past, give us a different kind of soil. We produce three different kind of Caricante. We have mm-hmm. Tornatore Bianco, that is like a mix between different kind of Contrade in different kind of altitude. So give you like an idea about our terroir and all our domain in different kind of place. It's like a business card, you know, of the...
trademark, to say
And we don't do like something leading particularly for that wine, just classic white wine. So we use stainless steel, a concrete tank. That's it.
Uh-huh.
And it's elegant, it's salty, it's mineral, it's Caricante 100%. Then we have Pietralizzo Bianco that took all the skills of that Contrada that we talked about before. And it's really interesting because it's more salty, more persistent in the palate. Is more rich. It's like something like lime, lemon. It's really incredible. You know, it's a completely different because it's Caricante grow up in the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Zotto Rinotto that is like another kind of Contrada. It's like a little Contrada just a few meters up of the Pietralizzo.
Okay.
And then it's 100% Caricante, more or less the same soil of Pietralizzo, but we work in acacia barrique.
Yeah, the acacia. Mm-hmm.
The acacia give to the Caricante like, not give to Caricante, in the other way. In the acacia barrique, Caricante, it's like he has more white flower, you know? Acacia give to Caricante this kind of chance to express itself in this way.
Like a lift and probably a slightly different texture as well.
Are you enjoying this podcast? Don't forget to visit our YouTube channel, Mama Jumbo Shrimp, for fascinating videos covering Stevie Kim and her travels across Italy and beyond, meeting winemakers, eating local food, and taking in the scenery. Now back to the show.
What's the wood grain like on an acacia tree versus like a French barrique? Is it much tighter grain or a little bit wider? Like how much interaction is there between the liquid?
So first of all, it's not easy to find acacia. Our tonnellerie, because we have also French oak, of course. Acacia is more gentle. When you think about the barrique, you always think about French oak. So right. Then it means you have the touch of wood, you have the touch of tannins. Of course, the micro oxygenation of the wine is different. Acacia, of course, I don't toast the wood. So just with the vapor, it's a gentle way to work the wood. In this way, you don't have the tannins from the wood. And of course, the evolution of Carecante is slowly. And you have this kind of Zottorinotto is more golden color than Pietrarizzo, you know? It's more powered yellow, you know? It's not a white wine. It's a little bit more, it's like more or less a maturation, but it's not a maturation, to give you an idea. And this kind of color is the acacia that gives to the wine. But in the same time, give this kind of balance to the wine that is something really special. So, for your question, Carecante, it's an incredible grapes that if you know the way to work, you can have incredible wines. And is a wine, is a grape, is a variety that can live in the years. So if you leave a bottle of wine for 10 years or more, you can drink that wine and discovering something really incredible.
Certainly age-worthy, absolutely. And those, like, certain elements will evolve over time and taste so much different, like the fruit elements and the tertiary elements that will appear after time. It's wonderful. And infinite variations with the different altitudes, especially on Etna, which I think is what makes that part of the world for winemaking so special and exciting.
Yeah, exactly, you know. This work is beautiful for this, you know.
Of course. That's wonderful. So, Angela, what is, like, your most unconventional food pairing with some of your Etna wines?
Well, you know, Etna is famous for the meat. You know, we are in the mountain, so the pairing is always with the meat. You can really drink red wine with the fish, and because Nello Mascalese is not really a powerful wine. So it's elegant, doesn't have a lot of alcohol, so you can pair really with the fish. And, you know, Etna is beautiful because from our domain in 25 minutes you are in Taormina. Maybe you take a bottle of red wine.
Yeah, so true. The food is a huge deal there. I almost got to go to Taormina Gourmet, but then I didn't. I have to go next year.
You need to come. You need to come because it's really incredible. Taormina is beautiful, and we are lucky because we work in a beautiful place. You have the same distance between the mountain, Etna volcano, and Taormina and the sea. So,
that's amazing.
The Etna wines, the beautiful thing is just drink what you want without think about is good pairing or not pairing.
That's awesome.
So just drink what you want.
There we go. I remember when you and I and Federica and our group were at Osteria Carlina, and we had your wines and you took a sip of your wine. I think it was the Carecante, and you were like, yeah, this is good.
Awesome. Yeah, of course.
But and we're all just like, yeah.
I have to say it. You have to say it. I can't say something different.
No, you have to, of course. Stay committed. Oh, that was awesome. Yeah. I vividly remember that joyful moment. That's wonderful. And then before we close here, I'm just curious, like, do your peers and your friends, like, obviously you guys live on Sicily, so you're probably drinking a ton of Sicilian wine. Do you have favorites of what you and your peers are drinking? Do you see young Italian drinkers drinking other wines? Are they not drinking wines at all? Like, kind of what's the situation from your perspective as we look to the future of wines?
So, first of all, I want to say that I drink a lot of French wine. Because, you know, after Piemonte, I did 2 years in France, so I worked there for 2 years. Anyway.
Okay.
I really love French wine. The prospect, you know, the new drinkers, if I can call in this way, now they change the way to drink, you know. Sicily was famous in the past for the powerful wine, you know, Nero d'Avola, Grillo, etc. Now, when I go out with Federica, that, you know, and some friends...
Say hello to her. I miss her.
Yeah, of course. She's my boss, so I can see.
Yeah, she leads everything. we always have to clear it with her. Right.
You understand everything.
I understand.
Now the new drinkers, they love... I do you an example. You know Gamay.
Yes, love it.
Perfect.
Yes, great.
Gamay, perfect. Here in Sicily, we have Frappato. It's more close. I'm not saying this. I just talk. Gamay and Frappado, they are similar because they are easy wines, drinkable. Easy wines doesn't mean that they are like not complex wine or something like that. Just easy drinking wine. So they are really beautiful to drink, you know, because they are not like the big wines that we can have in Sicily.
Yes.
Now, when I go out, I see a lot of people that drink that kind of wine. So the people, the young drinkers, the new drinker, don't want the old style wines like Amarone or something like that, more or less. First of all, because in Sicily, you have to understand that we are an island. So during the summer, you don't drink a lot of wines. Maybe you drink sparkling or white wines, or the youngs drink now a lot of cocktail or beer, but more cocktail. Yeah. So now I see this kind of trend. So instead to drink wine, maybe they prefer the cocktails. Yeah. But if they found a wine that for them it's a nice wine to drink, it's easy drink, I guess this is the future for the wine in Sicily. Yeah. So we need to change the point of view, first of all, because the weather is changing. And we need to understand the right way to produce the wine, the right way, first of all, to grow up the vineyard, because now it starts to be really complicated. And give the chance maybe to the young to understand why some kind of wine has this kind of characteristics and this kind of skills. You know, we need to educate the people to drink, you know?
I think it takes intentional storytelling and sharing of a product. Like, to help someone build a relationship with something they haven't had, it takes like a thoughtful new experience with friends to help them build a devotion to that. And I totally hear you. I think you brought up a great example of Frappato and Gamay, which can be adored by people who love cocktails as well, because cocktails often have like fresh fruit flavors in them and like a strongness to them. And Gamay, especially in Frappato from Vittoria, is going to have that kind of like fresh fruit flavors, almost candied note at certain times. And a lot of that shows up in a spritz or a Negroni or a regular like a cocktail, like anything in a Collins or something like that. So I think that's a great analysis and kind of connection.
You know, because, you know, we have a lot of wines.
Yes, you do. Many wines.
We have a lot of wonderful wines.
A lot of wines.
We are speaking about Sicily, but everywhere you can find incredible wines. Just, you know, what we miss to know about this kind of wine. So new generation need to understand and need to learn about. But maybe we miss the people that teach them what it means to drink and what they drink, you know. Because when you drink a bottle of wine, you know, better than me, you drink people, you drink a terroir, you drink a philosophy, you drink a history, you drink sacrifice, you drink a message. So it's better than drink a glass of wine than a simple cocktail, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Because you help the producer to maybe know all the world, you know? And if you like that wine, you speak about your friends, take another bottle, and maybe, you know, it's like bottle by bottle, this producer can show himself to the world. This is the wine, you know? So
So much meaning there.
Exactly. So this wine, this world, it needs to be in this way. I have a lot of friends that make wine, and I suggest to the people to drink it. A lot of people, maybe you today, tell me, you know, Angelo, taste that kind of wine because it's incredible. I like it. Try to tell me what you think about that wine. Mm-hmm. This is the work that we have to do, the connection between producer, you know, because we need to have
create a
chance
dialogue around it. Yeah.
To cut the distance in a way.
Yes, absolutely. You're building a relationship over the wine, like
you need it.
Because
if you don't do it this way, the people continue to drink cocktail.
Right.
And because it's the easy way to drink, and there is the easy way to order when you don't, you say before, spritz. Spritz, sure. It's like Coca-Cola. I don't know.
Easiest word to say, of course.
It's incredible, you know, nowadays.
You will argue with that. Right.
It's incredible. All the people drink spritz. Okay, that's cool, no problem, but anyway.
Right. Well, I feel re-inspired to be an advocate and an ambassador for Italian wines. I'm sure all the listeners are feeling similarly after this pep talk from you, Angelo. And frankly, the way you described it, I love that you introduced the word sacrifice. That's always a part of the process in people's personal lives and in the vine's own life. So I think that shouldn't be discounted or forgotten. Is there anything that you'd like to share with the listeners, whether about winemaking or about Tornatore, before we close?
Just come to visit us. I don't want to say nothing.
Amen.
More. Yeah. I will. Just come to visit us, stay with us. I don't say me because really, the special guest in Tornatore, that is not a guest, but is the special one, is Federica. So you need to pass some time with Federica because she's incredible. You need to know the story of Tornatore, the place. You can, so just visit us. You know, Tornatore is an amazing place. It's an amazing family, and we are a good team. We are a young team, anyway. You need to come in Sicily and visit and understand what means, because it's interesting living on Etna and living in a volcano that every day you can see some smoke. Just come to visit us, stay with us, taste the wine, because, you know, I can say everything, but... You know, the answer you can find only in a glass. So I can say everything. If when you drink the wine, you understand if I am saying the truth or I'm just lying and say something different about
that's right
the reality. So just come visit us and drink Tornatore because it's good wines.
Yes, they are. They are quite good.
I'm not a marketing man, you know.
No. Really, you're just speaking from behalf.
Yeah,
yes.
You know it. I'm really a disaster about marketing. I just make some wine, stay in the vineyard, love my work. That's it. So what I say, it's what comes from their art. And I don't mind a lot when I speak. So just speaking about with the art.
It's wonderful. I can't thank you enough for your perspective. I know we could go on, and I truly can't wait. I'm planning to come for my mother's birthday in about a year to Sicily.
Come.
She's turning 60. It'll be very awesome.
Yeah, you need to come, you know. We go to Taormina. We have fun. Don't worry. Just come.
I trust the process. I will.
Tante grazie for joining me today. Remember to catch our episodes weekly on the Italian Wine Podcast, available everywhere you get your pods. Salute.